Ashley,
get.
Butterfree go.
Fuck Ash.
You let Butterfree go. Oh, that's what you want, isn't it?
Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast. We are back in studio this week, or as I affectionately call it, the studio. It's really my basement. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tyler, Lieber, and Stefan. What's up?
Yo.
Hey. Listen.
Don't you fucking talk back to me. are the roads slick at all right now?
No. But dude,
nope.
Okay, because I heard there was supposed to be some, like, freezing rain.
Yeah, it's going on right now, but dude, those plows are out like crazy. I saw like 9 of them on the way over here.
That is true.
There were plows out?
Yeah.
They're freezing rain. They're spreading salt.
Oh, they're spreading salt. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, because I was like, I saw it coming in. I'm like, oh man, we might have to do another phone podcast.
Phone cast.
That'll be fun. Another phone cast.
Hey, Matt. Here you
go. Can't hear you.
You're breaking up.
Also, if people are listening and they haven't been to our blog, which I've been updating a lot recently, and you guys should write stuff too if you feel like
blogly
it.
Bloggy blog blog.
You know,
blog.
If you got ideas, you just go in blog. There and type it up. Anyway, so I was there. I did some LOL Craigslist posts, which I used to do on another blog. I migrated them over, and then I posted our prank calls on there that we did. So there's like it's like 26 minutes or something like that of prank calls, and I'm working on another one that'll be posted sometime soon. That's like, it's going to be a lot longer than our other one, because we did a lot more, and they're funnier, and longer. Giggity.
All right.
Yeah.
But there are some pretty good ones on there, especially Tyler calling Walmart as Mr. Hanky.
I don't know how that got that far.
Which, yeah, it shouldn't have.
It should have been like, hey, trust me, electronics, click.
I have a mix of emotions on that, because I try and think of, like, these elaborate plans and people hang up on me. Tyler calls up as fucking Mr. Hanky and actually goes somewhere with it. It's like, who the hell is this guy?
I think it was the consistency in the voice.
Oh, yeah.
He did a good job of staying.
But it was so ridiculous.
I know.
It's like if Mickey Mouse called up to Walmart.
It will sound like that, too.
Oh, like, oh. Oh, you guys got any Disney stuff? Oh,
oh, Josh Bruce. Oh, oh.
It's like, yeah, we got some Disney stuff. Oh, that's great. Oh.
You got any pretty rings? Oh, oh.
But yeah, that'll be posted. That'll be fun. People love it, I'm sure. People love everything we do.
Do they?
I hope so.
If not, then why are we doing it?
What's up?
I said, if not, then why are we doing it?
Because we love it.
We don't have anything else to do. I've got nowhere else to go.
We should come out with an expansion for Sims 3 on the Xbox.
They should come out with online play for The Sims 3.
They should.
They keep promising it. They keep saying, like,
all of us have, like, a neighborhood,
in,
yo.
They're like, in the next edition, we're going to have online
steals
play.
All their shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta say this for everyone that hasn't heard the story. I'm playing The Sims 3, all right? And I got everyone from the podcast because I thought, you know, I'd play a ridiculous game of Sims 3, and I'd come on here and tell some funny stories. Well, a funny story did happen. I move everyone into their lots. I haven't made them houses yet. I'm making my house. I put a TV on the wall. I go upstairs to try other stuff in my house. All of a sudden, I see Leaper in his sideways fucking blue hat walking down the sidewalk. He opens my door, walks into my living room, takes my TV off the wall, and walks out. Leaper stole my fucking TV.
It would be Leaper, too.
Well, he made me a klepto.
I did, but he stole my TV. Because when I went to Leaper to make him his house in his inventory, is like, because when you move people and you want to keep their stuff, they'll go into like an inventory. Or if they already have stuff, there's like an inventory. Leaper had a fucking TV.
I don't know where that came from.
It came from my house.
I found that.
He found it.
Dude, you could have put him, even not labeled as a klepto, and he probably still would have walked in there and stole it just because it's labeled.
And Tyler, I made your house and you don't have any walls. Sweet. You live outside. Everything is fenced off. Everything has fences. It's great.
Well, I gotta live outside.
And I live in a shack.
Yeah, Leaper has a little crappy apartment and a big room for all the stuff
he
stole.
Well, at least he's got a TV.
And he has an outhouse. You have a TV, too.
I do?
Yeah, not a good one, though.
Is it as nice as the one he stole?
Because it can't be a wall. It can't be a wall unit because you don't have any walls. So that's why. You just got one that kind of sits there.
Yeah, you don't get to watch high definition.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I needed that high def.
Y'all are hating.
Your life goal is to be president, though. So you're in politics, but you sleep outside.
What's my life goal? To run an evil organization.
Your life goal and mine is to become a master thief.
Aha.
And Austin's is to become the emperor of evil.
Yeah.
Tyler Swanson's like to become a master chef, and I think Stefan's like an actor or something. I don't remember.
Huh. What do I do?
President, damn it.
Oh, I don't know.
You want to become president. That's your life goal.
And I live outside. And I want
you
to
live outside, yes. That's your political
career.
That's
his personality. Every minute he has to re-ask himself, what do I do?
You're part of the Green Party, and so you're really proving it. I live outside in the wilderness, like we were supposed to. I live off the land, although you have a fridge and a food
how
processor.
How does all of his electronics work?
How do all of his electronics work?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just do.
Generator?
Huh.
No. I guess there's outlets in your fence. The only things I couldn't put were, like, you know, wall phones and stuff that were supposed to be on a wall, but everything else works.
Huh.
I said I just talked through a gopher.
You hello? Talked through a gopher?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
How's that working?
My guy's apparently insane.
I'm going to be president one day. He uses carrier pigeons.
Randy.
Sims 3, awesome. I can't wait to play some more of that. I still need to make more houses. Austin's going to live underground.
He's hey, Matt.
What?
Read that.
Driver drive.
Go!
What the fuck? I thought I was going to say something like, you can't beat me or something like that.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, man. Maybe just goes home, writes on my paper, and puts it like in
which
the
I tried to sneak that in on his phone call, but I don't think I was loud enough.
Good. You don't want to wear that welcome out. It was funny on the podcast, but every like phone call.
It was just his.
It was just his.
Yeah.
The one where he's pretending to be Mr. Hankey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was his only one.
You did that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear
but
it.
But I didn't say it loud enough.
I guess I could amplify it. Maybe it's in there. Who knows?
That's the best part. You'll never know.
It's subliminal.
Yeah.
He starts believing it because he hears it so often. I can't beat him.
He starts hiding all the radio programs I listen to on my phone when I'm going to sleep.
You start playing them in like slow motion. And you start hearing, you can't beat me.
I start playing songs on my phone in reverse. It's just like, you can't beat me. So, you guys ready for some gaming news?
Let's hear it.
Let's do this.
Play it on me, Raiden?
All right, let's do it.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I've got some gaming news. Tyler, how about you give me my Arkham Asylum back? Like I've asked you for like 2 months now. And I loaned it to you like 4 months ago.
Actually, I have it in my car.
Do you?
I'm going to keep an update on this because I bet you he's going to go out there and be like, oh, I thought I did, but I don't. Okay, so first thing I got in gaming news, 10 best melee weapons of all time. Or melee. I don't know.
Melee.
I say melee.
I say melee.
I think it's supposed to be melee, but people say melee or...
They're retarded.
I've heard a few versions, but I'm pretty positive if you look it up on like... a dictionary or something. It's supposed to be melee.
No, let's look it up right now. Dictionary.com.
Because
I always told Austin, no, it's melee. But then I've heard like my game design teacher say melee, and I would think a game design teacher would know how to pronounce a damn like, melee weapon. Probably. But
okay, so apparently it's pronounced melee, melee, or melee.
Yeah, so melee. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too. That's what like is.
Maybe he said it to throw you off.
Apparently I can play it too. Let's see what it's supposed to sound like.
Melee.
There we
Damn.
Go. See?
Yeah.
Like I said it.
All right. So, top 10 best melee weapons of all time, according to GamerRanks.com. First up is the wrench from BioShock.
Yeah.
Fuck that wrench.
After that is the black lightsaber from Star Wars, The Force Unleashed.
Ooh.
Mom, the black lightsaber. What's up?
For some reason, I know it's technically a melee weapon, but it doesn't feel like a melee weapon.
That's what she said.
Because, you know, like, melee weapons are like, you hit them and it bludgeons them. The lightsaber kind of cuts through them, like, yeah, whatever. But, I mean,
a sword's technically a melee
weapon. Yeah, I know. So. That's just me. I know it's a melee weapon, it just doesn't feel like one to me. After that is Chainsaw Paddle from Dead Rising 2.
Ooh.
Chainsaw Paddle.
Black lightsaber paddle. That would be even better.
Chainsaw paddle. I don't think I ever combined that shit. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, chainsaw a paddle with two chainsaws on the ends.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like actual heart paddles or whatever you
like
call
it. Like heart paddles. No, like paddle a boat.
Yeah. I use that.
Not like,
that
not like clear paddles.
That'd be sweet, though.
After that is the lead pipe from River City Ransom. Following that is Soul Edge from the Soul Calibur series. After that is the Blades of Athena, God of War series. Of course, after that is the Crowbar from Half-Life. Then after that is the Shish Kebab from Fallout 3. That was a cool weapon.
Shish Kebab.
I always hated when I was walking around with the Shish Kebab and I was near like a overturned car and there was like a gas leak and it explodes.
That happens?
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen in Fallout.
Really? You've never seen that happen?
Uh-uh.
Have you used the shish kebab?
Uh-huh.
Around the
car. I don't even remember what the hell shish kebab is.
It's like a sword, but there's like fire on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after that is Breath of the Dying, Diablo 2. I guess that's a sword.
I don't remember what that was. Yeah.
And then after that is Katamari from Katamari Damacy.
Somebody's dying, and you just run up and like
Katamari.
Take their breath and put it in a jar. Like, yeah. Breath of dying. Yes. Help me.
Makes me think Katamari just like beating someone with a squid.
That's a fun game, Katamari Damacy.
It's all
we
gooey.
Love Katamari.
And Calamari is a cool character in Time Splitters.
Shut up. God, okay. I wish there was another Time Splitters
character.
God. From now on, the word Time Splitters is banned until there's a new one out. Because every time I hear Time Splitters, I freak out a little bit.
I still love throwing remote mines on people and then just like waiting to blow them up.
I'm like, I want it. I want it. I want to play it. We should start a movement. All right? We're going to boycott every other game.
Wasn't there supposed to be a Time Splitters 4 being made?
I remember I was doing a gaming news segment on like one of the first episodes of Three Way of Awesome, and they mentioned that they were talking about making one if the market wanted it. And we thought, how the fuck does the market not want another Time Splitters?
We want it.
I could have sworn you should look it up.
I can
check
look
the status on that.
Yeah, they really.
I swore it was announced that they were actually making one.
It better because
that game was always so much fun.
I just want a Time Splitter so bad. Time Splitters 4.
Can we play the one on Xbox on 360?
Yeah, possibly. I haven't tried it yet. I don't have it, so. In June 2007, official UK PlayStation magazine revealed another installment of Time Splitters series was being made. This was in 07, though.
That's 3-4 years.
Yeah. Crytek UK has filed a new trademark for registration of Time Splitters Future Perfect on April 2010. Future Perfect was released on Xbox 2005, so maybe it's a sequel to Future Perfect?
Maybe.
When is it that was supposed to be released when?
It apparently doesn't have a release date.
Oh. I thought
so,
it was something about 3 or 4 years from now.
Yep.
It was like, it was a few years ago that they announced it. And then they recently, like, less than a year ago, re-trademarked their Future Perfect
What
title.
Other games do they make that?
Crytek? UK?
Crysis, maybe?
Sounds really familiar.
Crysis? Do they make Crysis, probably?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Crysis is a pretty popular series.
That's an epic
Crysis tight.
It's Crytek UK. Released games, Time Splitters, Haze. They did Haze. Oh, and Crysis 2 is their next. They're doing the multiplayer code for that.
Ah.
See, they're released games for Crytek UK, which was also Free Radical for a while. T- Time Splitters, Time Splitters 2, Second Sight, Time Splitters Future Perfect, Haze, their unreleased games, Time Splitters 4, Star Wars Battlefront 3, and Crisis 2. So, yes. I guess there is a Time Splitters 4 floating around. It's going to become the new Duke Nukem.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to care this time.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Duke Nukem. Wesley Snipes, developing game from jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my man right there. That's Blade.
Oh, I love those movies.
Mm-hmm. According to IGN, the game draws much inspiration for Snipes' films Art of War and Passenger 57. Yeah, so I thought it was going to be a game about tax evasion, but whatever.
That'd be cool.
Oh shit, it's IRS.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes doesn't really talk like that.
Blade doesn't have to pay taxes.
Blade don't have to do shit, dog.
Neither does the Demolition Man, and he's both. He's both.
Alright, next up is from VGCharts.com's Top 10 Recent Annoying Trends in the Games Industry. I think you guys will like this, especially there's one thing that I think you will like, Stefan. Well, you won't like, but you'll connect with. That's the word I'm looking
All for. Alright.
Stop that. Stop licking your mic. Alright, first annoying trend. Paying for add-ons that are just part of the game blocked off.
That's retarded.
People who
Capcom.
Are...
Capcom.
apparently, also SmackDown vs. Raw 2011 is guilty of this.
What was on there?
Apparently, the first DLC pack was already on the disc. And and I think it's those arenas that you got, depending on which place you ordered it from. Since those are all on the disc. Yeah.
I think you get those in the game anyways, but...
If I remember right, they were exclusive to each... They were exclusive to each place you could pre-order at.
Wasn't it
and then you
the,
could download it later.
Tribute to the Troops, though, yeah? You can unlock them in the game, but you just get them early if you...
Well, because Bret Hart, you couldn't unlock Bret Hart, could you?
No, he was the only actual like exclusive that you could not get.
Well, maybe that's the one they're talking about here. They just said the first few DLCs or whatever were already on the game disc. What I don't like about SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, it's not whether it was on the game disc or not, but... I know it sounds petty, but Layla, all right, she was part of the main roster and a big player in storylines at the time, and she was a downloaded character.
You got
Shad, I could care less about, but Chris Masters, Layla. I like Chris Masters. He was on the roster, why wasn't he there? I mean, this was one of the biggest rosters ever, right?
Ever.
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, just leave out a handful of people. I mean, those four or five people you left out, you could have just had in, couldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think
I agree with you. I just don't. Firstly, I don't care because I think it's the Divas at all. But I see where you're coming from, and I see why you think that's dumb.
I think it's dumb. Like Chris Masters was blocked off just because I like Chris Masters. I might be
with
the
Chris
only one.
Masters though. You got him for free, so
that's true. He was free, but then the Nexus.
Yeah,
they were a pretty big deal, and they were big early enough that they could have been added in. That was like Leaper.
June.
What the hell are you doing?
It was June, and that's
you could
being Leaper.
I think their cutoff date is...
But then they only gave you three members?
Yeah, I know. I'm not defending them. I'm just telling you what their reasoning is from what I've seen.
Oh. Next up is cinematic experiences. I'm all for video games to make a leap from kid story to mature art form, but I feel that a few game directors are using the media as a backdoor into the films industry.
Backdoor.
Video games are not video movies. Like fucking Metal Gear Solid. That's like a fucking
Or Rain.
Movie. Yeah.
Or Heavy Rain, I should say.
Yeah. After that is announcing an announcement. Companies now are coming out and announcing that they're going to announce something. After that is announcing games aeons before they are released. Which, like Gran Turismo 5. Or here's hoping Duke Nukem Forever doesn't end up being critically panned for the same reasons. Because a game that was announced a long time ago finally comes out. People love it because it's finally out. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
It sounds like you're wrapping something in tape. I guess I
kind of am.
God damn it, Leaper. After that is Wii Rail Shooters.
Fuck those.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Rail Shooters on the Wii coming out constantly. After that is blaming gamers for company mishaps. It's a story we've seen all too often. A big game company wants to support a game system they don't really understand, so they make a game atypical for that. In this case, we could either talk about the Wii hardcore games or Japanese games on the 360 as both good examples of this. Then hype up the game to get attention, and then bitter realization sets in. Nobody wants this game on this system. Rather than keeping the failure internal or make a classy little my bad press release, some of these guys have started to talk poorly on the system and its fan base. Like dicks.
Who would do that?
Fuck dicks. Fuck cocks.
Good segue, actually. Next up is DRM mismanagement. Digital rights management is a good way for game companies to protect their multi-million dollar investments and make sure that the game coders, artists, developers, and even actors get paid what they deserve. What most of these systems entail is activation by way of some sort of code, limitations on these games, installation on other devices. Now, their example is Ubisoft. Under their DRM scheme used in games such as Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, the game has to constantly authenticate itself on an online server, thus rendering the game unplayable if you do not have a steady internet connection. Like Cox.
Fuck Cox.
See? It's all a big...
I swear.
I told you, it's a big conspiracy.
It's bullshit,
and
because we fucking pay for... We pay for... We're not paying for, like, the cheapest fucking service. We're paying for the 25 megabytes per second or whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Megabytes, not gigabytes, obviously. Gigabytes would be insane. But megabytes per second or whatever, and we get, on average, about, like, 10 on a good day. Like, just me and Leaper trying to play online, we run into, like, trouble. It's bullshit.
Yeah, and that's fucked up because I think we pay for the 20, and I get around what you get.
And exactly, and it has to do with our area. We've had them out, and they say, oh, well, we don't see anything, but... As we've been told by Andy or whoever the hell that was, they run on like a ladder system down your street or whatever, and depending where you are on that ladder depends on how good your internet's going to be. I mean, or maybe there's just terrible cables, but they say everything's fine. They say maybe it's our computer. Well, like maybe our computer has a bunch of shit on it, like viruses and shit that's slowing down, or somebody's jacking our internet or something. But I've run it
Giggity.
Straight through the modem where it doesn't even go in the computer, and it still does the same shit. So it's not
probably
an
torrenting
issue.
Or some shit.
No one's
torrenting 24/7.
A guy torrenting down the street's not fucking you up.
Yeah, this is it's just stupid.
It'll fuck your internet up.
I seriously think it's just our area.
But I have the same problem too, and I'm the only one doing that, and I know when I am in that, and I have the same problem, and it's so shitty because Cox, like you said, can give you better internet technically. But it's so spotty. But you can have Quest, which is rated pretty high for service, but they don't give you that great of internet. It's like budget internet.
And when we had them look at our modem, when it kept dropping out and stuff,
yeah,
which it still does it still has slow periods where it's just shit. I mean, ask
Sleeper,
that sucks.
He's
in the basement. Like, fucking, there'll be times where there'll be like a couple of hours where it's just like fucking like a slug. It's that bad, and you shouldn't have that when you're paying for 25 megabytes per second or whatever. Like, you just shouldn't have that. Fix whatever, like, dig
but
up your wires or whatever.
For folks who don't know, that's like $70 a month.
Yeah, we're paying for, we're paying for the service, so give us the service. Give us, and they only let you use one, like, kind of modem, so it can't be the modem, because they looked at the modem, and they're like, well, everything looks fine, and I'm like, no, it's dropping our connection all the time. How's that fine? And he's like, well, so here's your negatives, and here's your positives, and it's like, negatives? Why should there be negatives? It's like there's a range that, you know, nothing's a sign. If it's in this range or whatever, then it's all normal. It's like, no, it shouldn't be negative at all.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And that's what's shitty about here is that we got those two choices. We don't have Verizon Fios. We don't have Roadrunner. We don't have, Time Warner. We don't have any of that shit. So we just have Cox and Quest.
Which is funny because Lincoln has Time Warner.
What the fuck? Lincoln gets things they shouldn't. I'm just going to say that right now.
Because that's where my grandma's cable's from is Time Warner.
They had that forever, too.
That's weird.
Yeah,
so it's like we have to choose between the budget internet with good service or the internet that can be good but rarely is.
I mean, that's something like, I think there's something they're working on is like satellite internet service, but the problem is just like clouds and shit or whatever, but that would be perfect.
Oh, clouds aren't a problem.
I don't know, but it's something they've been working on.
Clouds
for
haven't been
years.
A problem in satellites since like the 50s.
Yeah.
Really? Ask Super Mario. Clouds are a problem.
Yeah.
But no, it's something they've been working on for a while. It's just like satellite internet.
It sounds fucking shitty. Just throwing that out there.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's not going to be based on the ladder system, though.
Yeah, but it's also going to be wireless.
And that's bad.
A connected wire is a lot more wireless stable than a wireless.
Is not as good as a connected wire. It's fucking...
I would rather have a good fucking cable.
Well, see, what they're going to do is they're going to have a cable connected straight to the cell.
I would rather have a good fucking cable or a fiber optic connection that fucking works. And it's not like it doesn't exist. I mean, Verizon Fios, from what I heard, and Roadrunner is fucking awesome. It's great. We just don't have it.
Yeah, if your house is wired, it's much better than running off wireless. Wireless isn't terrible, obviously. It gets the job done, and you can have fast speeds. It's just not as...
It'd be nice to get
it's
a backup.
Faster just if
get
you're just
both.
Wired.
Get them both.
Yeah, get them both.
What I don't know.
Pay for backup internet.
I just get so annoyed. I just want to move out just so I can have good internet. Like, dude. The thing is, though, then I won't be able to pay for amazing internet per month. So then, like, I'm gonna.
Dude, it's okay. We'll all get decent jobs. We'll move to Arizona, all right? Because their housing market has dropped, so everything's gonna be really cheap.
Why? Because they let Mexicans in?
No,
quite the opposite. Like, but I don't know why. But it's dropped off, and then.
And they built a bunch of houses because their housing market was really good, but then the economy collapsed, so their housing market was
But then
shit.
We'll be in the area of either Roadrunner or Fios.
And Cox.
Fuck Cox. And then we get a warm place to live, good housing,
fucking
and
hot
good internet. No, that's okay, dude. I study this.
The best thing about living in Arizona is that we'd live closer to Texas for SGC. That's
we moved to middle Arizona, dude. All right. God, what? I forgot what city it was. It was kind of a little city. It's north of Phoenix, well north of Phoenix, but south of Flagstaff. All right. And the coldest it gets in the winter is like 50, but the warmest it gets in the summer is like 96.
I think we should all just move to California and like cram into a fucking... house
no,
or apartment.
We need to move to Arizona because Arizona's like California but cheaper.
But yeah, California's got a lot more cool shit.
I know. The only thing I'm afraid of in California is like trying to buy a
Mexicans.
House in California. I'm afraid of Mexicans.
I mean, like, it's not that bad if you have like, you know, four people in one house. It's cramped, but you're living in fucking California. You're around a bunch of cool shit.
Yeah, look, I don't care
like,
where
we go
as E3. Long as we go. If we go somewhere warmer, and we go somewhere with better internet. I'm on board.
How about Texas?
Texas is nice, but I don't know if I want to live there.
Antarctica.
I'd probably choose Texas over Arizona, just because then I'd be like, let's just move to Dallas, and I can try and like
I do like Dallas.
Sweet-talk my way into Screwattack.
I've liked Dallas. Well, actually, we're more in like Fort Worth-ish area.
Yeah.
But regardless, I still like the area. And then we can go to Dallas Cowboys games and go see the fucking Death Star. That's the
and
stadium.
Six Flags.
But if we went to Dallas, you could like never like Casey Drive.
Why? Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm still lost.
Because
she freaks
that,
out?
That first time we went out there, we got lost. We're like,
oh, yeah. That was me,
well,
I think.
You were driving, weren't
Yes. That was me, and then I get frustrated, and then Casey's right. Like, no. Shut the hell up. The last thing I need when I've fucking been lost 45 minutes when it's a 5-minute drive back to our hotel.
I'm just saying
that was ridiculous. But all right, we've gone way off.
Yeah, we have gone way off track.
Where were we even at?
Hey, we were up the DRM
top
mismanagement
thing. Was that the one that I was going to hate?
Yeah, that's the one you're going to hate.
And one last thing on that particular one, fuck EA servers, but that's
and
a
that,
whole other
yeah, and that's
rant.
That's what's kind of annoying here is like one EA servers suck. Two, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood has to continuously verify itself online. So if you got something shitty like Cox, when it misses the connection and can't verify itself, it fucks up.
Nothing's worse than shitty cocks.
All right, next up, competitive multiplayer for the sake of it. Just having multiplayer just to have multiplayer. And the thing they bring up is Super Mario Brothers Wii, but I thought that was great.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That
like,
whole game's kind of built around
yeah, but
multiplayer.
I had an example earlier, but I forgot, of a game that just kind of had multiplayer. Just to have it.
Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2.
It has a multiplayer?
Bioshock 2.
Bioshock. Yeah.
I've heard those games are just
you know what? The
on.
First Halo multiplayer was...
Fable 3 is like...
Weren't...
Or Fable in general. Yeah. Any multiplayer co-op is like the most tacked on. You can't even leave the same screen. In Fable 3, it's still like you can leave the screen, but now like they don't even notice the person that's there. Like, they could be in the room and they won't interact with them or anything. Yeah, like,
how do you
they're just there. They're just there, and they have no story relation on anything. They're just there to help you throughout the battles. Like, that's it. They're just another person to help you. That they have no actual.
That's retarded.
Yeah. It's like either make a co-op mode where it's actually like both of you are relevant to the story or what you're doing, or don't do it.
It's because, you know, multiplayer is such a huge thing that they think that people are going to buy their games just because they attack on multiplayer.
Okay. Well, and that's the thing that's so messed up is because people buy games like
Elder Scrolls based on multiplayer.
And Fallout and stuff like that. Those games are extremely popular and they don't have any multiplayer.
Well, see, I buy Dead Space. Like, I like that game, not because it has multiplayer, but it's actually a fun game to just play by yourself.
On Fable 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I bought just for the multiplayer. And Fable 2, when I learned that you could do co-op, I was like, all right, I'll go buy this right now, because the thought of going through, like, you know, Fable with somebody, like, that's awesome. And then I get in there, and I'm, like, playing with Austin, like, what the fuck is this? I can't use my guy. I can't use my own guy. I got to use some random henchman that you choose from, like, five skins or whatever. No story progress is saved. You're just your money that you earn in experience. Okay, cool. And you can't even leave the same screen. So it's like fucking like,
yeah,
retarded.
Well, it's it was
like,
stupid.
Okay,
it's follow the leader.
It's like, look at Blizzard
it is.
And WoW. Like, look what they've done for like years. Like, can't you like integrate some of that shit into an
actual
like,
massively multiplayer game with an actual story?
Like, that would sell a shit ton of copies and be fun to play.
So would a Pokemon MMO.
Oh my god, we could talk about like an hour
or RPG
on a Pokemon
in general would be
or
sweet.
RPG, yeah.
Yeah, like even just up to 8 players in an RPG setting would be sweet.
Yeah, god damn it. All right, last thing on this list though is games that are far too short, which I've noticed lately that games have slightly gotten short.
Fable,
yeah.
Like games that I just like. There's some games that we beat in a night, and
all
I know
Splatterhouse.
I know it's because that we try really hard, but at the same time. You still shouldn't be able to.
Well, it seems like, too, it's like,
I think it depends on the game, me personally. Yeah. Like, if it's like a Halo or a Call of Duty, the main, like, the meat and potatoes is the multiplayer.
Yeah.
The campaign's like a 8 to 10 hour.
And Halo Reach was short, but I thought it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Halo 3, on the other hand, was short, and I thought it felt short.
Yeah.
Halo Reach was short, but didn't feel short. Halo 3 was short.
It was more action-packed than Reach.
Yeah.
They had a great thing of diversity.
But there's like...
But if your game's like a one-player game and has no multiplayer and it's short, like a Fable 2, that didn't take very long. Then, like, what the hell are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, if there's no multiplayer element, what keeps me wanting to play back?
No,
I'm not Mr. Butt. I can't play Fable for, like, a year.
A game that was really good that was long was Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the first one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Fallout New Vegas, the main story, kind of short.
Yeah, well, those... Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are kind of open world games, too.
Yeah.
The main story might be short, but there's other stuff to do. Fable 2, there isn't really shit to do.
The regular Fallout, if you just go, like, straight through the main storyline...
Regular Fallout?
Fallout
1?
Or Fallout 3, I mean. it's short if you don't do all the side shit to it. But, I mean...
But then there's a lot of games that, like, Fable 2 don't... have all that
side Fable
shit.
3, like, I can't.
Let's go through the arena again.
Well, yeah, see, that's what they base it on. Like, oh, well, see, then you can play it as an evil guy. I'm like, I don't want...
I just think that Peter Molyneux is fucking full of shit. Fable's gotten progressively worse.
Should we do a new douche of the year?
Fable
we'll
1...
We'll start off with Peter Molyneux.
...was great. I'd give it a 9 out of 10, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Fable 2, maybe, like, 7.5 out of 10. 8, if I'm being generous. Fable 3, I don't even want to play it, so there you go.
I saw the best chart ever. It was like how people see movies, and it was, you know, out of 10.
Yeah.
There was a game that was 10, people said awesome, and next one was like an 8, and they said great. Next one was like a 6.2, and they said good. Next one was a 4.2, and they said okay. Last one was a 2, and they said bad. And it said how people see games. And it was a 10, which said awesome. It was a 9.8, which said good. And then it was a 9 that said shit.
Yeah, it's so true. That's why I love Angry Joe's ratings, because he actually realizes that 5 means average. 5 is the middle. That means it's an okay game.
Yeah.
10 is amazing. Like, he rarely gives 10s unless it's, like, an amazing game. 5's average.
I remember
it's
back
not
in the
bad.
Day, IGN, shit like that, they'd rarely give a 10 out.
Yeah, or like X-Play, even though they only did 5, they rarely gave a 5. out of five.
And it's not the sights problem, because IGN themselves, they give a lot that are 7.5. Mm-hmm. 7.5 on IGN means good, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Like, it says good right next to the damn it says good right next to the damn thing, but people think, oh, if it's not like a 8.5 or 9, then it's not worth playing.
Yeah, and I've always heard people say, like, that game only got like a 7.5. I'm like, so it's good? Like, well, yeah, that's the hell do you want?
It's just like, too, it's like, you know, you hear, like, critics talk about movies, and like, oh, it sucked, but you go to see it, and like, hey, I thought that was a pretty good movie. It's like, you shouldn't just judge someone on someone else's
opinion. Well, it's not necessarily the other person's opinion, because, like, it's the ranking system that people, for some reason, when they see, say if it was at 100 and they said you got to score 50 on a movie, they're like, okay, so it's an average movie.
Yeah.
But if it was at 100 and it was a 50 for a game, like, 50? Fuck that. That game sucks.
You know what I thought was an awesome video that's kind of, like, going off track, but it's along the same lines, was James Rolfe's, the Nintendo Nerds guys. Yeah. He did a video saying top 10 sequels that weren't as bad as everybody says they were.
Yeah.
And a couple on the list that I agreed with, like, full-heartedly was Spider-Man 3,
Me
for
too.
One.
A lot.
He's like, it wasn't that bad. Like, sure, yeah, there was, like, Venom felt tacked on, which wasn't even Sam Raimi's fault. He didn't have him planned in the movie. Just, he knew the fan, or some guy in production said, oh, you gotta have him, the fans want him. So he threw him in there last second. But anyways, he's like, even though, like, there were some parts that weren't as good as the other two, it doesn't make it a bad movie. He's like, did you not watch the, like, battles with the Sandman in the subway and all this action and et cetera, et cetera? He's like, just because, like, it wasn't as good as the past two doesn't make it a horrible movie. It just makes it not as good. It's an okay movie. It's still good, you know?
Yeah, I like that one.
And, like, an Indiana Jones 4. He's like, the biggest complaints are the refrigerator with the nuclear bomb, and he gets in the refrigerator. He's like, and then the aliens at the end, like how the Crystal Skull leads to the aliens. He's like, first of all, did you not do your homework? The Crystal Skull, it's in the title. Crystal Skulls have been believed to be, you know, leading to, like, aliens and stuff like that, like an alien life form. He's like, and another argument is, well, usually the, like, objects that they go and find have to do with something, like, religious. He's like, well, they say it in the movie. It depends who your god is. If your gods, you know, like, are alien higher powers, then it makes sense. They say that in the movie.
Yeah.
And third of all, it's the like the monkeys going on the ropes and the refrigerator, how that's so unrealistic. That's not Indiana Jones. That's so unbelievable. Have you watched fucking Indiana Jones movies? People's faces melting off and all sorts of, like, witchcraft and fucking sorcery and shit. And
falling from a plane on a raft.
Yeah. Falling from a plane on a raft and then going down, like, a whole mountain and shit. It's,
well,
like,
well,
it's all...
What happened when they opened the ark? Like, spirits come out and...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's not real. It's supposed to be fantasy.
It's
he does things that are above and beyond. So that just annoys me, and he agreed. He's like, it's not as good as the other movies, but it doesn't make it a horrible movie. It's still a well-made movie. But anyways, there's my... I really like that video, because some people just... If a movie doesn't live up to expectations, they just... 1 out of 10. That was 0 out of 10. That was the worst movie of all time.
Well,
it's
because,
like,
people can't just look at it for what it is. They always have to have it to compare it to something.
It's like, I will shit on a piece of paper. Now, you take that... You're telling me that that movie was equal as my shit on a piece of paper. That's what you're basically saying. No. It still deserves, like, a 7 out of 10 at least for just how well the movie...
I just want to be like, okay, let's see you produce a movie of that.
All right. So, next article. And last one in gaming news is... apparently, you can look into someone's brain and figure out how good they will be at video games. Related to that, I looked into Stefan's brain, and he has a lobe the shape of a sniper rifle. But some people at... Oh God, what was it? University of Arizona? I accidentally closed the page. Let me grab it real quick. It was... University of Illinois developed a game called Space Fortress. Using this data, researchers were... The fuck are you going? You're blowing your nose.
A phone call.
I thought that's what he was doing. I was like, oh my god. Okay, so
I heard he was just saying back. I'm out. Later.
Wait, hold on. If you just shh, if you listen real closely, you can hear him whispering.
I love you. But using this data they gained from people who don't normally play video games, they could predict up to a 68% accuracy how well they'd play.
So wait, what?
So they took people that didn't normally play video games, and there's a, it's in a lobe of their brain that handles multitasking ability.
Yeah.
Whoever has it most developed, even if they don't normally play video games, if it's more developed than other people, they have them play video games, and then they can predict on how well developed that lobe is, what your score will be, up to like a 68% accuracy.
Okay, so here's an interesting statement. Then, like, so then, playing video games, could that increase your ability to multitask? Could that actually increase the activity in that lobe?
Well, we've done that story like three times.
Yeah, there's positives to video games.
Yeah.
Well, it's I didn't know we did the multitasking.
We did it about Tetris. We also did it about Pac-Man, and then there was another story.
Video games are used for like learning
and post-traumatic stress. That was another one we did.
But the only arguments against them is that they're violent and they lead to like laziness and shit. Yeah. Oh well.
F that.
What's the difference between sitting
so I like to lay on the couch and go on killing sprees. You want to fight about it?
All right. That was the end of gaming news. That was long as shit. So
you're long.
It's all right.
Shit.
It's been a while since we've had a long.
Been a while since we rambled. So next we're gonna maybe ramble about some Pokemon in our retro game of the week.
Pokemon.
Get ready for nostalgia as we dive into the past with the retro game of the week.
Hail to the king, baby. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Alright, so IGN had an article called The Evolution of Pokemon, and I thought it'd be a good idea to delve into this, because we all want to be the very best that no one ever was. So, it all started with Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue.
Yeah!
Seven, which one did you have?
Which, if you want to know who those people actually are, read the manga.
Seven's been trying to get us to read the manga. Not very long, for about an hour now.
Yeah. It's good shit. It's good shit, folks. Trust me,
You sound like that guy that watches the movie and goes, just read the book.
Before I read it, I was right there with you. I'm like, I hated manga. I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. I'm like, I hate anime. I'm just not a big anime fan, except for like old cartoons that we watched growing up.
Like Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
I never got into that, but like Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff like that, those are animes, and I got into those. My point is, I'm not like a fan of that. I just don't appreciate that, I guess, because it's kind of overdone these days.
I watch
like,
Cowboy Bebop.
The anime art style is very overdone. Like, a lot of people in school I saw drew in that style, and I was like, eh. It's just kind of... Anyways, I was right there with you, and I'm telling you, the fucking stories are amazing. If you want a dark version of Pokemon where shit gets real, and, like, it's like... You look at... I can't watch the Pokemon show anymore. That's how good this was. I'm not even kidding. I got in an argument with Tyler, Courtney, and her friends on Facebook, and I was like, no, Ash is way better than Red. I didn't know who the hell Red was, but I'm just like, Ash is way better. Well, I knew he was from the games, and I was like, Ash is way better than Red. Ash is amazing. Ash looks like a fucking pussy now. Ash is a douchebag. He has no, like, he has no depth to him at all. He's just a pussy. He's
but
a
Ash let
kid.
Butterfree go.
Fuck Ash.
You let Butterfree go.
Oh, man.
That's what you want, isn't it? You always told me I shouldn't keep those Pokemon chained up and doing my bidding.
The characters in the game are amazing. That's sweet.
God, now I'm going to read it. I know I'm going to read it.
I'm telling you, you just read like the first chapter of the first one, and if you don't like it, put it down. But I'm telling you, damn it, you will be addicted. It's amazing. And it explains every character in the game, like the red, the silver. It's all different like chapters and stuff. It's amazing. And they all tie into each other, so it all comes full circle. I haven't read Ruby or anything past that, but red, green, blue, etc. Anyways.
Magenta. So, which, out of red and blue, which one did you have? Did you have either?
I had blue.
Yeah, blue? Leaper?
I had red.
I was always a blue guy.
You're a blue guy? Did you have one, Tyler?
I had red.
You had red? I had red, too. So we got three reds and a blue?
Yes. I was always...
Get the fuck out.
You guys have known, but I'm always more like a Blastoise and a Venusaur. Fucking Venusaur. Well, I wasn't much into Venusaur, but Bulbasaur. I love Bulbasaur, fucking and I love Squirtle.
Were you like Ash and never let it evolve? Or no, that Bulbasaur
for a while.
He didn't want to evolve. That's
yeah.
it.
I do that. Fucking pussy. I do that in the games. Yeah, I don't evolve them until they learn all their
yeah,
moves.
Yeah, but
faster,
I mean,
but
because you like Bulbasaur, did you just have them not evolve ever?
Maybe I can't remember. But yeah, I was always. I wasn't as into like Charmander as everybody
I always
else
hated,
seems to me.
I always hated Charmeleon. I always thought he was kind of a dick.
Yeah, the middle versions of them all aren't as.
Yeah, they're
good, in my
they're
opinion.
Edgy. They're assholes.
War
Turtle,
I still,
Ivysaur.
I still got Turtle was like the first character.
Charmeleon, Squirtle.
Squirtle. Well, yeah.
The turtle. But yeah, they're all like they start off like they're all cute, then they get edgy, then they get sophisticated. It's like, dude, f that. All right, can I just go from Bulbasaur to Venusaur? Because Ivysaur was a douchebag.
and that may be why I like Bulbasaur and Squirtle more than Charmander to begin with, because in the cartoon, they were just cooler, in my opinion. Like, Squirtle had his, like, all, yeah. like, badass
the Squirtle,
attitude.
Squirtle squad.
Yeah. He was just a hard ass, and I loved it. He was tough. And then Bulbasaur was just, like, a fucking beast. Like, he was so brave and fucking honorable.
And Charmander.
And you got Charmander, who's just a giant
dick.
Fucking prick. And turns yeah. into Charizard that doesn't want to do shit. And he's like, yeah. fuck you guys.
He's all running around going, Charmander.
Char-char.
All right, so after Pokemon Red and Blue, it came Pokemon Yellow. Did either of you guys have Yellow?
I did, and I got stolen by some.
No,
jackass.
I was never.
See, I had
a
Yellow
Pikachu fan,
but this I was a lot younger, so I didn't really realize that it's like nearly the same fucking game.
Yeah,
you just get Pikachu instead.
Yeah,
which made that first boss battle or against Brock, the gym battle, that
a
was
bitch.
Hard.
Yes.
That was hard as shit.
When I played Yellow, I had to catch a fucking Nidoran,
yeah.
and you used Double Kick, and it was super effective.
God, yeah, that was.
But
always
you had to train him forever.
Ass.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the Yellow. I've never bought any of the, you know, like the third edition of each series or whatever you call it. You know, you have Silver, Gold, and then
yeah.
Crystal or whatever.
Yeah.
I never bought those versions.
Speaking of which, that's the next in the evolution of Pokemon. Now, Silver and Gold, what'd you have, Steph?
Silver?
Gold.
Tyler?
Silver.
All right, Gold. We got two golds and two silvers here.
I love gold.
But gold, I don't even know if I beat gold.
I
played the shit out of gold.
So.
I started fading on Pokemon around then. I don't know why, but when they introduced a new Pokemon, I kind of faded out. And every time I tried to get back into it, I didn't. It's hard to like drop into the middle of something. So there were so many stories of new Pokemon that I didn't know about. So when I tried to get back into it, I was just put off by all this new stuff. Because I had to learn all this new stuff, and I just kind of...
That's how I was with the next one.
Yeah,
remember when me and you got those games, Tyler?
Yeah.
We got those, and just so many, like... None of the originals were there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, with Souls... Or with... Soul. With Silver and Gold, at least they still had the old Pokemon that you could get once you got back to that region.
Yeah.
Whereas with the next ones, which I'll let you announce when we get there, with those ones, you didn't have that anymore. Now you just had, like, fucking... Three new starters and three, you know, and then a whole new, like, bunch of shit and, like,
Did anyone have Crystal?
I didn't.
Any Crystals? You had Crystal Leaper?
Yeah.
You would have Crystal.
Austin had, like, all these.
Yeah. Well...
He also has a... But, yeah, what was it?
A
Venusaur card?
He also has a Venusaur card. Talk about another thing we could ramble about.
He fucking took that. I was at my mom's house, and he was staying the night, and I dropped my cards in the hallway at that night. He was already asleep. And it was completely dark, and I was, like, carrying my cards for some reason. Maybe I was looking at them. I don't know. And I fucking drop them in the hallway. And either I didn't pick that one up, or he took it while I was sleeping. I swear to God, it was not there the next day. And I know I didn't leave it on the ground anywhere or anything. And I even asked one of his, like, when we got back, I asked a kid that we were talking to one day, I'm like... Did Austin, like, have a Venusaur card or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I saw him with one. I swear to God. Not making this
I think one time I had my Arcanine stolen, but I was like, fuck that. Who cares about Arcanine?
You know what's funny? Is like, he probably has, like, a safe in his wall at his house that every night he goes to, like, opens it up and just holds his Venusaur card. He's like, yes.
There was a time when there was, like, me and some other kids in my neighborhood, and we always would sit in the front lawn and train Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
This was, like... 99 or something like that, or 2000.
Yeah.
Fourth grade-ish. But anyway, so we were all, none of us had like either Blastoise, Charizard, or Venusaur. So like, everyone's waiting for the first one to get it. And I wanted Charizard so bad. And so many times I was like, I'm going to get him. I didn't get him. This douchey kid, he was the little brother of another person in my class. We're opening up our fucking things, and he's like, I got a Charizard!
Fucker!
And I'm sitting there like, this doucher got a Charizard, and at the time, the one I hated the most was Venusaur.
Yeah.
Fucking 4 weeks later,
you got a Venusaur.
I got a fucking Venusaur, and I was pissed. I was like, I'll trade you my Venusaur for your Charizard. He's like, no, I want Charizard. I don't want Venusaur. Yeah. I grew to like Charizard. Venusaur, but at the time, I fucking hated him.
Yeah, everybody wanted to.
Yeah, I had some crazy cards back in the day, though.
I still have some good ones.
Dude, I
when I started
still
playing Soul Silver,
I don't know where the hell my cards were, but
when I started playing Soul Silver, I went downstairs and looked if I still had them, because I remembered the box I put them in, like a little like crayon box or whatever.
Did anyone actually play the card game?
Yeah.
I didn't actually play it right.
Tyler Swanson taught me how to play it.
I don't know if I played it right, but I mean, I played it however they played it at my school.
I had a shit ton of decks. I think I had, because you made a deck, it was like two different elements,
and
then a bunch of trainer cards. I had, I think, like 9 or 10 decks. Not a lot.
I can't even like remember how to play the game anymore. Like, but I just remember we used to play the shit out of that.
I remember playing more Yu-Gi-Oh than actually playing Pokemon. Pokemon was more about collecting, and then the
FYI,
Game Boy games.
You in Yu-Gi-Oh, okay?
I dominated Tyler. I just raped him.
Remember we used to like bet like $1 on a game or something. Yeah. Okay, all right, I want to play one more time.
All Tyler kept betting. Like, I kept beating him. Like, why are you doing this?
I remember my prize card was a holographic Articuno. That was my best card. And I ended up getting scratched up later. Near the end of my Pokemon life.
I
didn't have much because Austin kept trying to take him. I'm not even kidding. It's not just about the Venusaur. There's more. One time I'm like, where the fuck is my Raichu and Hitmonchan or something? The one with the boxy. I'm like, where the hell are they? And I couldn't find him. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Let's look. And then we go look around his house. He's like, oh, well, there's one here in the bathroom. Like he's planting them to, like, give them back because he realizes I caught him. Like, I'm not even kidding, dude. And he switched out Hitmonchans. He had a scratched as hell up holographic Hitmonchan, and I had a perfect Hitmonchan. And all of a sudden, they got switched out somehow. I'm like, no, this is fucking yours.
I took great care of my cards. I had a holographic...
And this is not without merit, while you're thinking. This is not without merit. He took others from other people that I saw, so I'm not just making the shit up that he took it from me. I have proof that he was a Pokemon thief. He was a fucking Red Rocket fuck. Red Rocket. I call him Red Rocket. Team Rocket, whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay, so next was Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire. Did anyone have Ruby or Sapphire?
Yes. I had.
That's the last one I
got. I
had
Ruby, I think. Didn't you have Sapphire?
I had the red one. You had the blue one.
Yeah, that's right.
So Sapphire.
You had Ruby.
I had Ruby.
You had Sapphire. Because
I wanted the red lava guy. Yeah.
Did anyone have Emerald?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I was out by this time, so I never even got into it.
Yeah.
That was my last...
That was my last game until Soul Silver.
I never played that.
Which was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah, after Ruby and Sapphire came Diamond and Pearl. No one had
DS.
That? Did you have that?
Yeah, I had that.
You did. Oh, so we have a connection. We have all four major generations.
We're still going.
Right, Tyler
still
Swanson going. made me get it. He got Diamond,
like,
and I got Pearl.
Like, got into your head, like, get it.
He did.
Get it. And now, of course, this list doesn't include the remakes like Fire Red, Leaf Green, Soul Silver.
I can keep going if you want, because I know.
Well, they were just doing like the major generations. Like next would come Black and White.
I have that, the remake.
I wanted to get Fire Red or Leaf Green.
I had Leaf Green.
But I don't think I ever realized what it was. Like when I at that point I wasn't even caring about Pokemon for a long time until when I got Soul Silver. That's when it started kicking back up again where I'm like,
Carson has them all. He's got the Fire
He
Red.
Has them all? Has he caught them all? Gotta catch them all.
But no, he's got all the remake ones, and I jacked one of them.
You jacked Carson? The fuck?
I didn't jack. I borrowed.
Remember when
you
tried to steal Carson?
I did try to steal. I tried to steal Tyler's little brother.
All Speaking
right.
of catch them all, we got
that's in the past.
Throw a shout out to Courtney Swanson, the only person I know that's actually caught them all. And
she cheated.
She cheated.
She did?
I'm sure she did.
These allegations, all right?
I know.
Stefan's over there talking about people
well,
stealing his
I know
cards,
she,
and it is based in fact.
I know
you,
she,
sir, are slandering someone.
She cheated.
Well, I know she had some sort of cheats in her game, but I don't know if she cheated. Well,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she cheated.
Because when she gave me my the Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle for my Soul Silver, because I wanted them at the start, she had Master Balls on all of them. Like, she gave me just Master Balls.
Which I gave those to her.
Exactly. So I guess if you count that
because
as cheating.
Because I cheated on Emerald, not Emerald.
Bunch of cheaters.
I forgot about that cheat, the Master Ball cheat.
Yeah.
But yeah,
did you know if you go behind a truck, you can find Mew?
How did that cheat go? Because I remember I actually used it.
Red and blue was the only thing, and you had to talk to the guy who talks about catching a Pokemon. You say, yeah, you want him to show you it. Then you fly to Cinnabar Island, and you go up and down the island, then this missing Noah will appear, and you just have to kill it.
That's right.
Oh, and you have to put your item in the sixth slot.
Yeah.
Some weird shit.
Something fucking weird.
And if you caught missing Noah, supposedly it would fuck up your game, but I had it, and it never screwed up my game.
I'm sure you have.
How the fuck do you remember all this shit, man? Like...
Well, some people can just remember things from
years ago. He remembers Mortal Kombat fatalities, and I would like to think that we're on an equal playing field when it comes to like Mortal Kombat fandom, but I don't remember the fucking fatalities of shit. It all got pushed away for porn.
I remember old things too. Like in the fourth grade, Tyler Swanson would draw me Pokemon and give them to me.
Yeah. I remember shit like that, but like fly to Cinnabar Island
I don't remember specifically.
The first time Stefan talked to me, he was talking about this Eddie George jersey I was wearing. He's like, yeah, you like Eddie George?
I don't even know who the fuck is this guy.
Art class.
I think it was 7th grade that you were...
Dude, I'm telling you, like 6th and 7th grade were just like a blur to me. I don't remember what the hell I did.
I remember fucking 8th grade when it was like all of us. It was like you, me, Tyler, possibly Derek, Duke.
Seriously, I think in middle school my dad was like... slipping drugs.
And then, like, Chappelle's Show was big at the time. Oh, yeah. So, like, Chappelle's Show would come out on, like, Wednesdays or something. Show. And, like, Thursday, we'd all be reciting Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
Slap. But, I think, like, because I think I met you first in football. And then we had art class with Stefan.
That was, like, later in 8th grade. Yeah. Art class.
You know, it's gay. Whenever I moved here, I couldn't take art class. Like, because I moved here and... late 7th grade, they made me go to school for like a month.
I remember Leaper on the fucking playing basketball after lunch, and then he'd just sit there and recite Eminem. He wore his like little black like college shirt or whatever it was. It looked like a bowling shirt, and then black pants, and he'd just sit there and recite, and we'd all play basketball every day.
I remember in fucking 8th grade, Leaper, I was giving him some crap about being white, and he's acting black, and he goes... He's like, I'm like one of those Oreos, you know, I'm white on the outside, black on the inside. I'm like, don't they call those Uh-Oh Oreos?
And
remember his nickname, MC White Chocolate?
Yeah,
it was the Weegro.
And then I tried to take art class with y'all for some reason, they wouldn't let me. They made me take technology. So while you're like right across the hallway, I was the industrial tech.
You know what? It was funny too, because I think at some point in our lives, each of us didn't like each other.
Some of us is still there.
I at least like Stefan when I first met him.
I know you didn't like me, of course.
Stefan was always a dick to me online. If I messaged Stefan on like AIM, he'd always be an asshole to me.
Yeah. When?
Like the first like...
Dude, Stefan was an asshole in middle school.
I don't know. I went through a phase where and it's not because go ahead.
It was when your IM thing was like Bart Simpson sweet. And like I'd try and talk to you, you'd be like, what the fuck do you want? And I'm like, what? And like we weren't really good friends yet. So like I was just like, what the hell?
And then
he'd see me at school. He'd be like, hey, what's up, Matt? I'd be like,
I don't know. What
were you doing?
Literally, the first thing he ever said to me was like, run, Tubby, run.
I don't know, man. Like, you tell me all these stories, and the way I see it is I was like a perfect angel.
This is like that one
and
promo.
And then you bring up all these things, and I'm like, maybe I was an
this
asshole.
Is what, that's like that one wrestling promo where Jeff Hardy and Kane were talking about the bad things Triple H has done to them. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
But yeah, like... I wasn't purposely being a dick, but then when I look back on it, like, maybe I was being a dick. Like, maybe I was.
Like, we'd be talking about something, and you'd just be like,
semantics, babe, just shut your mouth.
Okay. So.
Pokemon.
We're actually done with Pokemon. That's another rambling segment. It was good, though. It was good. I like it.
We should mention Black and White coming out.
I don't know much about Black and White. So
I don't know really much either.
It's not on the list.
Is it in Black and White?
It's not.
Yes.
Graphics look really nice. Like, the cities are in 3D and shit like that. And
it's pretty tight.
Pokemon
are probably going to be gay, but whatever.
I'm not excited for it now as much as I was before when I first started playing Soul Silver again, but I'm glad I have Soul Silver there so I can trade my shit over.
Yeah.
So I can have my classic Pokemon still. I'm still taking the Bulbasaur, Charmander, and fucking Squirtle to those versions.
You know what, you know what they need is a new, like an updated Pokemon Stadium. That game was
There was a newer one recently.
Yeah,
on the Wii. Coliseum or something.
They don't need
that. Battle
that
Revolution.
They don't need that game.
I like Pokemon.
You didn't like that?
I would much rather when I thought Pokemon Stadium, I'm like, oh man, finally, like a 3D Pokemon on the systems. Like
I would rather have an MMO or an RPG too. Yeah. Like I know where that's what you're getting at, but I'm talking about things based in reality because that's never gonna happen, Stefan.
I'd rather have Pokemon Snap too,
or even just a direct, or even just a direct adventure. Yeah, Pokemon Snap was a lot of fun.
It was pretty.
It
cool.
was, but
like
I would rather see a stadium or something before that.
Fuck Pokemon.
How about what was the other one with Pikachu? It was
Hey You Pikachu.
Hey You Pikachu.
Yeah,
I never had that one.
Me neither, I didn't.
I remember Pokemon Snap. I faked sick in third grade so I could stay home and play that game all
third
day.
Third grade? There's no way that was out in third grade.
Yeah, it was.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. No. Pokemon it was didn't even get grade. Big until like third or fourth grade.
It was third grade.
What year were you in third grade? Same year we were, I guess.
97, 98.
Like
97, 98. Well, the game came out.
98, 99, excuse me.
98, 99. You were not in third grade in 98, 99.
First grade is our kindergarten's when you're 5. First grade's when you're 6.
Oh, I remember in 5th grade. Seven. In 5th grade it was
dude,
the
look
year
it up what year it came
it
out.
It was in 5th. Hold on. Everyone shut the fuck up for a second. God, I'm trying to explain this. 5th grade, year 2000, 4th grade, 99, 3rd grade, 98.
Yeah, so 98, 99.
Look it up.
No, you said you were in 3rd grade. You can't say 98, 99. 99's 4th grade. And that's the year it came out. So you were not in 3rd grade.
I was in 3rd grade.
I
just told you. You were in third grade.
Okay, but
fourth
grade also doesn't start till September.
And that's when it came out, September 15th, 1999.
And it was fourth grade, and I faked sick. All right,
and
sorry.
And that's the point.
Third or fourth grade, whatever.
Yes, that was trivial that we argued that, because fourth grade is what's important.
Well, I wasn't so riled up until I was trying to explain it. Everyone's like, no, let me explain it.
Either way, I faked sick to stay home all day and play.
That was a fun game. I never had it myself, but...
I rented
Austin
it.
Had it. I played it there.
Did he?
Or maybe I had it. Fuck, I don't remember.
So you played it at Austin?
No,
so
Austin
he probably
he
stole it from you, and then you ended up playing it there. Nice. All right, so...
And Super
Rocky,
Smash Bros.
Like,
those times.
I don't know if it was just coincidence, that game was awesome. But like every time some new game came out, he always got strep throat.
Me?
I always got strep throat?
Yeah.
Like when a new game came out?
Yeah, it was like almost like when some new game came out, it was like all of a sudden you were sick.
I had strep throat a lot when I was young, but
I just think it was a coincidence what it was. It was just like every time
all I know is
I
fake sick all the time.
I know. I used to get strep throat 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, I think it was
there's always new games coming out, but
well, I think it was always like when like some popular game came.
That
out.
That wasn't
like,
a conscious effort. If
I know,
that
I'm saying that's what I said. I don't know if it was a coincidence or what. But
a lot harder to fake sick and like. Make it not like look so obvious, like that you just want to play the game when your parents bought the game for you. Like, Dad, can you come take me to get this game? Man, I feel like I'm coming down with something. I should probably stay home tomorrow and just play.
Yeah,
my mom knew, but she let me stay home.
Well, you're lucky. My dad was not. My dad would get mad at me. If
well,
I
my dad
would have
been
I'm
bad
not
too.
Even kidding. He would yell at me.
I remember that?
He would yell at me that I was sick. You know,
and
he legitimately thought I was sick, and he would yell at me. He's like, "It's because you eat all this shit, like blah 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 blah, and like you can't be sick all the time." It's like,
yeah, I'd still come over that night and like hang out.
He'd be okay later. He'd be like, "So you should probably eat some soup or whatever." Like he gets over it, but still, he gets so mad.
Yeah, my parents were the same way. Although, admittedly, in high school, a lot of times I wasn't sick.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to go, but they'd be like, "You know, you can't be sick all the time." I'm like. And then so they, you know, they call the school and they come back in my room. They're like, "Do you need any soup or anything?"
Like junior and senior year were the best, just because I had such like easy classes because I did everything else.
It
before.
Was like
I had like so many swimming classes and gym classes that it didn't even matter.
Like freshman, sophomore year of high school, where like I missed a ton of days because I just didn't want to be there. And then junior year, my parents started catching on to my shit, so they were making me go more often. And senior year was so easy that I didn't care, so I just went.
You had that one year where you almost missed, like,
yeah, I missed
12, over 12 days.
Yeah, I missed, like, 12 days in one quarter.
And that's, like, expel-worthy or whatever,
yeah.
Fail-worthy.
Yeah, I know, it was funny.
I remember that.
Oh, I graduated, motherfucker.
What about Libra, dude? Well,
and that's the thing, though, like...
The
and that's the thing, though, because I had to go talk to the principal when I missed that many days, and then he looked at my grades, and I had A's and B's, so it's like, are you really going to expel a student that's got A's and B's?
Yeah, I think that's why they didn't mess with me senior year, because one, they knew that I worked, and two, I had good grades in whatever class I decided to go to that day.
Like, you rarely saw Libra at school. Like, lunchtime would come around, you'd see him pull up in his Camaro or whatever. Like,
that, it was the blue car is what he had at that point.
Well, he got that Camaro closer to the end of the
I got the Camaro
year.
In January.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was like half senior year.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it in January, so you can drive it till March?
And the best part is he always pulled up to the front to take his T-tops off. Like, you always had to pull up to the door.
He's like that typical guy in the movies, like Adam Sandler and Billy Madison, where he just brings his car up to the front of the college or high school or whatever.
Well,
and he just lays on top. Just like,
I had to pick up Tyler Swanson, so that's why I did that. Like, I had to take him to home
every
or wherever.
Day,
yeah. Like, well, I lived with Tyler Swanson, so every day I had to take him home.
You'd come over to lunch, and we go out to lunch, and you'd still do it. Like, you couldn't do it before you came over.
Oh, no.
You could, like, before you left.
He had to take his T-tops down after you got there.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, it wasn't very hot in my car when I was driving over, but now it is. I'm going to take my T-tops off.
Take the shirt off.
It was just that, though. Like, he'd get there, and he'd turn his music up louder.
Let's turn the bass up, too, while we're at this.
Yeah, I did.
I've got a funny story. And I know we were just way off topic, but I'll go really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
In elementary school, is the funniest thing. I was after school, and they just had, like, shit going on or something. So I just stayed after school and just played on the playground and stuff. And then it was so damn hot, but I got the NWO, but the red version of it, like the Wolfpack version. And I had my NWO long sleeve shirt, and it was fucking hot out. So I just took it off. And I was there at the school, and I got, like, somebody came and talked to me, like, yeah, you can't, like, just have your shirt off here. Like, why not? We're outside. It was after school. I was no longer technically in the school, but it was, I thought it was
fun. Remember that phase we went through when we thought we were skateboarders?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That died when I realized I sucked horribly.
So, that was Pokemon. Next up is a news report, which I've deleted about four articles out of.
Every 10 minutes, he's just like, all right, eliminate one.
That's okay. The articles weren't that great. I mean, one was about FedEx and UPS, and the other one was about blue mice.
Blue mice.
Might just rename the segment Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. Yeah, we'll
name the podcast.
See what happens when you bring a Pokemon, dude?
That'll be the title. I was going to name this one Ramblin' Man, but because it's the name of a song, but maybe we'll call it Memory Lane. Power Podcast episode, whatever this is, fucking 23, Memory Lane. All right, so, how about some news?
Yeah. Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, first up in Belarus, a man
Stas is from there.
A man was hunting a fox.
I
this
like
man then
fox.
Shot the fox and wounded it. He went up to said fox, set his gun on the ground to pick up the fox. The fox then hit the trigger and shot the man in the leg.
Yes.
And the fox then got away.
Nice.
Damn.
That was a cartoon.
Could you say he was sly like a fox?
Maybe he was outfoxed.
Yo. He was foxy.
Womp, 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 womp. All right, next up. Man somehow sneezed out bullet.
That is weird.
What?
Well, let me explain.
It was the same guy that was shot in the leg.
Darko Sangermano, a 28-year-old Italian man, was partying and celebrating on New Year's Eve. But he was partying in Naples, where people ring in the New Year by shooting into the air. One bullet went through his face.
in the face.
Alarmed, of course, the man went to the doctor, where when they sat him down on the hospital bed, he sneezed and out came a .22 caliber bullet.
Nice. Did it shoot somebody? That'd be sweet.
No, it did not. But the doctor said that after he did that, they removed some bone fragments and he's going to make a full recovery.
Sweet. That'd be awesome. Chew. Oh, man. That was annoying.
All right, next up, this is about calling in the chopper, which Austin still needs to do.
Get to the chopper.
A police pilot uses a chopper to run a personal errand.
Nice.
Pilot David Dennison pushed the envelope by actually using a Tampa police helicopter to drop off a fishing net to a friend.
That's funny.
Dennison has worked for the Tampa Police Department since 2000, has been a pilot since 2002.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. He's been there like 10 years. He can do whatever he wants.
There's a... Oh, my God. I wonder if I can find the call on YouTube. There's a guy that called the police requesting a police escort to T-Pain's house or something like that. And they're like, do you want... What, do you want a helicopter or something? He's like, you got a helicopter? I wonder if I can find it. I'll try here in a little bit because it's really funny. All right, next up. Former baseball great Lenny Dykstra. Accused of sexual assault by a housekeeper. Apparently, he was asking the housekeeper to perform a sexual act on him. The housekeeper then replied,
no.
Have you ever heard of the sound clip of the 911 call? I don't know if it's real. It's probably not. But he's like,
no.
He's like, yeah, my wife's hurt real bad. Like, well, where are you located, sir? He's like, yeah, we're over on Eucalyptus Drive. Could you come send some help? He's like, how do you spell that, sir? And you hear a pause, and you're like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and drag her over to Oak Street, so could you just pick her up there?
I heard there was a call. It was kind of dark, but his reaction was funny. Is like, he calls the police department and says he shot his wife, and they're like, why'd you do that? And he goes in like, she enticed me. She has berated me all my life. And they're like, okay, are you on something, Lane? He goes, that's it, baby. There's another one that I heard of. This lady in Wisconsin calls and goes, someone's really drunk driving down Scranton Road. And he's like, okay, are you behind the person? Can you see them? And she goes, no, I am them. He's like, so you're drunk driving down the road? She's like, yes. He's like, you should probably pull over. He's like, can I take my seatbelt off? He goes, you can after you pull over.
No.
You got something to say?
At the end of the podcast.
You look like you.
Give me a second at the end of the podcast.
Okay, I'll give you a second. I'll give you a few seconds.
Ooh, a few.
Last news story here. Dear America, you cannot wear pajamas at all times.
Why not?
It's just an opinion piece. But I thought it would be funny. Now, it's come to the point where, you know, he's like pajama pants. He's talking about how he sees people with pajama pants everywhere. But Jumpin' Jammers has now come out with feety pajamas for adults. Now, they nice. Say this as in you can go hang out with your friends. And you can all wear Jumpin' Jammers.
Let's do it.
Should we all get Jumpin' Jammers?
Yeah. Sure.
I'd be totally
jumping some onesies. That'd be sweet.
That's pretty much what they
like
are.
A whole body suit pajama that you zip up.
What is that? Isn't that Tosh.0 where he like wears a onesie or something?
I have no idea.
He wears a onesie?
I haven't seen an episode where he's wearing that.
All right, I'm going to jumperjammers.com.
You know what a onesie is, right?
Yeah. Okay. If you want to talk about whatever you were going to say.
Next week, we will have a special guest, so make sure to tune in.
We're going to have a special guest?
Yes. I don't want to say any names because I don't want to guarantee anything, but we will.
I'm getting so excited.
I'm just telling them they should tune in. Oh. We'll advertise it.
So we're going to...
So are we going to find out after the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm looking for something here.
Because if something falls through, I don't want to be like... I don't want to get everybody's hopes up, but... There's a strong possibility. Your mom. Tyler's mom, everybody. I didn't want to say it, but...
I'm like dead on with the soundboard at all times. When I want to find one sound... Okay. All right, Stefan, can you say the punchline again? Or the line we're going to have?
All right, we're going to have a special guest next week. It's Tyler's mom.
President Obama will be here.
Wow. All right. All right, so that'll probably do it for the podcast. I wanted to look up the phone call, but we're running pretty long. So maybe I'll cue that up sometime in the future. So for Tyler Lieber and Stefan, this is Matt. signing off from Memory Lane.